Welcome to Podcast Done For You, the show where we make it as easy as possible for you to make the right choices to advance your podcasting career. So let's get started on the show. Well, everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of Podcast Done For You. We're going to be a little bit different on this program, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but perhaps I should start by telling you what we're not. What you're not going to get on this program is a whole bunch of comparisons where you're going to be able to listen, watch, and see side by side various different platforms, pieces of equipment, etc., etc. If that's what you're after, fantastic. Go ahead and watch many of the podcasts that are out there that will do that for you. There are some fantastic YouTubers who really offer you all of that. The reason I say we're not that is because we've done that hard work. We've gone and watched a whole bunch of these different things. We've experimented and tried with it, and I'd rather come back to you with something practical and useful. So that's what we're going to present to you, some useful information, and decide for you which is the best platform based on particular scenarios so that you don't have to waste a lot of time watching a lot of things. We want this to be instructional and helpful. Of course, if you want to know more about Podcast Done For You, which we'll go into detail later, it is as the name suggests. We make the podcast happen for you so you don't have to worry about any of this stuff. Okay, so if you want a podcast just done for you, stop the video, just contact us directly, following the show notes, and you're good to go. Okay, now, for those of you who do want that information, I'm glad you've stuck around. And don't forget to subscribe. We love that. And share your comments below as well. We love that as well. So let me just start by talking to you today that we're going to discuss microphones. Okay, so why microphones? Well, the microphone by far and away is the most important piece of equipment and software for that matter that you will have as far as a podcast is concerned. It's stating the obvious, but it's the thing that is capturing your voice. Now, there are many examples of microphones that you perhaps don't want to get yourself involved with and don't want to use. And there are many microphones that are very expensive, that are fantastic, that also, quite frankly, if you're watching this program, it's probably not for you to use either. So we're going to cut through all of that rubbish and give that to you. But before we can talk to you about the actual microphone, there are some things that you need to understand fundamentally. The first and foremost is that most people hate listening to their voice. Are you one of those people? Have you heard your voice back? Have you said those immortal words? Do I really sound like that? And yes, you do. Here's the thing that most people don't tell you, and I've learned this through many years, having had a background in radio well before the podcast came about, is that when you are listening to your own voice, you are not listening to it purely based on what is coming out of your mouth and going into your ears. The way you listen to your own voice includes vibrations within your chest. So what you're hearing is as much internal as it is external. So you have an artificial, if you like, impression of your voice compared to how we listen to everybody else's voices, which of course is directly through their mouth into our ears. Now, does that mean that your voice sounds terrible? No. And I think here's the point to remember. Your voice sounds different on a recording for the reasons that I have described to you. But when was the last time in the course of a conversation at work, at home, with your friends, that anyone has said to you, gee, your voice sounds terrible? And when have you actually even thought about your voice sounding terrible? The truth is, you don't have a terrible sounding voice. There are very few people that have a voice that is so horrible to listen to that you can't bear it. That doesn't mean that there aren't things that you can improve and do things, but we're not going to discuss that today. The art of vocal training is an important one, and it's one of the reasons why radio announcers and podcast professionals have a different sounding voice. But that's not the purpose of today's podcast. We will get to that another time, except to say to you that the microphone is incredibly important because the microphone has the ability to capture your voice in a very strong way so that it makes your voice sound as great as possible. There are lots of things that you can do once you have a really good microphone. Now, here are some of the tips about microphones not to rely upon. If you are using a headset, I don't care whether it is a, you know, Bluetooth-based stick-in-your-ears headset. I don't care if it's wired. I don't care if it's one that hangs over your head and has a microphone sticking out. The fact of the matter is that the microphone sitting in these things is very, very small. They are not designed to be high-performance podcast-based microphones. They serve a purpose. Gaming, for example, reception work is a good example. Answering the phone, fantastic. But that is very different to a recording environment where by nature of a podcast, you are asking people to pay attention to your voice. When you're on the phone, you're having a conversation. So that is a different mechanism, a different train of thought that people have to how they're engaging with you. When you are focusing people to pay attention to your voice, you want a great microphone. Now, let's talk about the great microphones that you can have. There are many out there, as I mentioned earlier, that you can do lots of wonderful things with. If you want studio quality microphones, an XLR that you'll hear that term used, there's a whole lot of interfaces and extra things that you need to make a lot of those microphones happen. Do you need it? The answer is no. You don't need it for what you are trying to achieve, which is a podcast. Now, does that mean they're not great? They're fantastic. But if you're wanting to create a many $1,000 worth studio environment, go for it. But what we hear about is making sure that a podcast gets up and running with a great quality sound to it. So the key to that is a good microphone. Now, the type that you need is one that is going to plug straight into your computer. I'm not about forcing you to go and buy a whole heap of extra equipment. They're fancy, they work great, but do you need it for what you're trying to achieve? The answer is no. Okay, so what you need is a USB microphone. There are many on the market, many different brands, and I want to cut through a lot of them. I'm going to give you two options that you can run with and just keep it simple because both of them are proven quality and they work. Okay, so the simple basic one that has been on the market now for some time is the Blue Yeti microphone. Okay, you've probably heard that term a few times before. You've probably seen it. It sits beautifully on people's desks. It's one that's very common. You can buy it in many, many stores, so you don't have a problem getting a hold of it. Yes, you can buy it on Amazon and online places, but you can also rock up at many of your stores and you can buy it. I'm not here necessarily to promote those stores, but depending on where in the world you might be listening to this, but I can tell you that many of your electronic style stores that you will have will stock something like the Blue Yeti microphone. It is a very good quality microphone. It is plug and play. It's simple. It's a step above what you will have normally. Now, I say that with a little preface. Okay. There are two microphones that wedge themselves, I believe, somewhere around the Blue Yeti quality, maybe a step above, depending, but certainly a step below the microphone ultimately that I'm going to recommend for you. Now, price-wise for all of these things, we're probably talking about $50 difference in price, depending on where you go. So it's not a huge amount. And I'm not going to ever tell you to invest huge amounts of money in the stuff that we are looking at. So the in-between stuff, which will get you by in certain circumstances. Sometimes you are traveling. And there is an option that you might want to have a lapel microphone. Now, I say with caution, the lapel microphones that are great are worth hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. They require extra things to plug into, people to monitor it. I'm not recommending those. It is not worth the investment for what you're trying to achieve. However, There is a Rode lapel microphone that does a really nice job. I've used it myself. It does have to be relatively close to you. It's an okay sound without being amazing. And in certain circumstances, it can work really nicely because if you find yourself somewhere where actually carrying another microphone around because you need to can be a bit hard, that one's going to fit comfortably in your pocket and it's pretty good. Now, what I would say is that I think a step above that, and I'm talking about in circumstances where you cannot have a USB microphone plugged in because you are traveling or there is some restriction on you. If you really want a microphone that is going to do a really nice job for you, here's a brain snap for you, your phone, okay? Your phone has a really good microphone in it, particularly if you're using some of the latest versions of iPhone, Android phones. Now, I traveled last year with my iPhone and also the lapel microphone, and I alternated between the use of the two of them. And I found ultimately that using the microphone in my phone was the best. So what did I do? Very simple. I had a very small tripod, selfie stick, stuck the phone on that. I used, because I wasn't really worrying about the camera, but I was using the internal camera of my laptop and using the microphone that was just connected via Bluetooth, was recognizable on the network, my phone. And you know what? The recording was pretty good. Most people wouldn't know the difference, but it was a pretty good standard. Now, that can be, I know, difficult to use all the time, for the simple reason that you don't want to get phone calls in the middle of it. You don't want to get emails and all sorts of other things. It can be a pain to using your phone, but it's a good option if you have nothing else. So let's get down to it and say, what is the microphone you should be using? I'm going to say that the microphone to spend the money on is the Rode microphone, which is the USB NT Plus. Okay, the Plus is the latest version of it. The one that is without the Plus, a little bit cheaper, still a very good option for you. Now, the value of this microphone is you can simply plug and play, but it also does give you some options on the microphone itself to adjust different levels and accommodate that. What it does give you is a very well-rounded sound that will capture your voice. That's what you want, is a microphone that is going to be centered on capturing you and not all that background noise that's going on around you. So you can't even tell right now that while you're listening to me, there's actually been a couple of planes that have gone overhead. Why? Because I've got a microphone that is just keyed on picking up my voice. I don't want to get into all the technicalities for you. I'm just going to tell you that this is the microphone to do it for you. And that means that, okay, if you've got a child sitting right next to you and they're making some noise, it's going to pick it up. But if you've got people in another room making some noise, or like I said, a plane overhead, or even a dog barking in the background outside, you're not going to get that coming across. The Rode NT Plus USB microphone is just simple for you to use. It is a great quality microphone. It's retailing in Australia for around the $230 mark. You're going to get a little bit of movement on that, give or take, depending on where you buy it from. We will include some links as to where you can get a hold of it, or it certainly will include a link to Rode so you can work out where to get that from. They have a really great app or feature on their website that tells you which other local stores where you can purchase it from. This is going to make the biggest difference to what you do in a podcast. Everything else that we include and talk about are also really important, but the microphone is by far and away the key. So my advice to you is to invest in that. You know, there are many tools out there, and we'll go through them in coming episodes, where you can do a lot of things for free. But the microphone is the one where, if you're serious about doing a podcast, is the one thing to invest in. So am I using that microphone? Actually, no, I'm not. I've got a different microphone that I have invested in that I've had for a number of years now. And I'm not here necessarily to promote that one. I'll include a link to that one in the show notes if you are interested. But it is not the one I'm advocating you buy, because it is for a different purpose. And it has been one that has served me very, very well over a number of years, hence the reason I'm making use of it. The one other thing that I would say that comes with the Rode that is really worthwhile, in fact, two things that come with the Rode. Okay, one is a small stand. Great, so you can put it nicely on your desk. It's a nice looking microphone. It can look good on camera. It doesn't have to be on camera. You can't actually see my microphone. It's sitting just here below the line of the camera. Okay, one of the things that it does come with as well is a version of this thing, a microphone sock. What is the point of that? Well, if you don't know, it's very simple. It's to stop things like when you say words that have a P in it. You can get that popping sound. It helps prevent some of that. It also helps prevent any stray bits of saliva getting into the microphone itself. So it acts as a bit of a protecting mechanism as well. It comes with the microphone. It's worthwhile having that on at all times. It's of huge value. So that's it for this episode of Podcast Done For You. I welcome your comments and feedback below. Wherever you're watching or listening to this, whether you're on YouTube or whether, of course, you're listening to it on any of your favorite podcast platforms, leave a comment. Let me know if you liked the episode as well. And I hope you will subscribe to future episodes of Podcast Done For You. And remember, if you are just interested in getting a podcast done for you in the easiest possible way, if it's been on your bucket list for a long time, then why not give us a call? We'd be happy to work with you on how we can make that happen and make it as easy as possible, take the least amount of time and cut through all of this nonsense about what you should use and how to make it work. We'll do it all for you. That's Podcast Done For You. Until next time, I look forward to your company on Podcast Done For You, the show.